This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So there's a difference between arranged and forced marriages. Another problem along with this forced marriages, you know, some communities have this problem of honor killings. Again, has nothing. I mean, I don't know how people have attributed that to Islam. You know, they kill, honor killings, absolutely haram. No place for it in Islam. And then within marriage, there are cultural issues. Learn the fiqh. I'm just going to make bullet points. Learn the fiqh of the rights and responsibilities of the spouse. Does the daughter-in-law have to serve the parents-in-law or not? Do they have to? Are they absolutely responsible? That's within the marriage. I've talked about it in my course in very detail. I don't have time right now. But there are rules, cultural things we have. What does Islam say? We need to learn about that. These are just bullet points now I'm going to talk about, because there's no time. Separate accommodation. What does Islam say? Does a wife have a right to ask for a separate accommodation? Which means that it doesn't have to be like 10 miles away. It could be absolutely next door. It could be within the house. But basic requirement within the school's authority is that she has a separate sleeping area, as well as a separate cooking and a bathroom area. If she wants to eat and cook her separate food, then she has that right, which the husband has to provide. And in this day and age, many scholars actually encourage that. It saves a lot of problems. You know how many times marriages break up because of interference of, you know, the oldest problem in the world, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. You know, in-laws interfering, big problem. That's a big issue. You know, I've spoken to so many brothers who are in the middle, you know, between the mother and the wife. It's like what we call, you're on the as-sirat, you know, the bridge. It's, you know, more thin than, you know, the hair and more sharp than the sword. It's just there to fall. One side's the wife, the other side's the mother-in-law. What do you do? But you have to learn this art. Maybe there are some people who are actually good at that, you know, how to be diplomatic. The only way you will survive there is being diplomatic. You have to be a politician. Really. Yeah, of course with taqwa, but you have to be you have to use a lot of hikmah and wisdom and tact. The way you deal with your mother-in-law and your, never praise your mother-in-law in front of your wife and never praise your wife in front of your mother-in-law. And if you have the both there, then just don't praise anyone. You know, these are things you have to do. And that's why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, you know, three times or three areas where you can actually lie as well. Not clear, but you know, zawj ma'a zawjati. Because of that relationship. And islah bayna nas, and there's another area as well. So there are issues within marriage. Then we have cultural things. I mean, there's one last thing about just another 2-3 minutes. What Maghrib time's come in, yeah? Oh, 35, okay. Because I need to go. So we'll do the questions after. We'll just like 5-10 minutes straight after Maghrib, inshallah, we'll do the Q&A. Just one more issue of marriage and then divorce I have. I'll just talk. Another issue, which may be a taboo subject for many people, polygamy. Culturally, I mean, I've done a lot of reading recently, a lot of research and a lot of reading on this topic. But again, it's a classic example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells us, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. When Allah and His Messenger decide something for you, you don't have no choice in the matter. No choice in the matter. I'm not saying breaking the law, whatever, but Islamically, for a person to consider this to be a lowly act, right? To consider a man taking on a second wife. Of course there are restrictions, there are conditions. There's one extreme where people think it's just God-given right, you know, just marry, divorce, and take as many as you want without giving them rights, without adala, without adal, without justice. That's inhumane, that's haram. You can't do that. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. Allah says only one. But Islamically, it's a right. It's absolutely permissible. There's nothing whatsoever wrong. We live in communities. This may be across, maybe only some Arab cultures are open to this, but across, I know the Indian subcontinent like India, Pakistani, Bangladesh, it's like kalimatul kufra. You know, a man taking on I know like people, there's one sheikh who took on a second wife and he was bombarded like he's committed zina. They would rather a man commit zina than marry a second wife. There's one wife actually said, I don't mind, my husband can have a girlfriend and have unlawful zina with her, but if he can't take on a second wife. And there's a lot of wisdom. This is a topic, I mean, on its own, I can talk about it in a lot of detail, but I've done a lot of research on this. Seriously, I mean, we would solve, you know, to the point. You know, there's so much research I've done on this that, you know, to the point, brothers, and you know, the simple solution to simple things on the road. You know, your young teenagers are in drugs. One of the solutions is polygamy. You might say, what's the connection? I don't have the time to explain to you. Seriously. You know, children are impacted. I mean, what can I tell you? You know, there's so many things. There's no time. But children are impacted. The parents' relation. There are so many brothers who would, you know, we would save so many divorces in life. I've spoken to at least 20 brothers who said, if we have a choice to keep the first wife and take a second wife, I'll never divorce my first wife. I mean, you know what? Most people are actually doing polygamy anyway, in different ways. The non-Muslims do it anyway. Come on, you tell me, any non-Muslim who stayed with one woman in their life, only one woman or only one man for the rest of their life, especially men, only one woman, you would not find anyone right now. It's inhumane. Maybe it is for some people. Some people can stay. It's in the nature of a man. Women can, as long as a woman, and I know sisters may be probably getting really angry at this topic, but some sisters do understand. You know, for a woman, if she has a husband who is caring, considerate, gives her all her rights, looks after her, she doesn't need anybody else. That's the way Allah has created a woman. She is satisfied, that's it. You know, she is satisfied. But for a man, even if he has, there are issues. You know, like, you know, women have children, and you know, it's in the nature of a man. And going back to those examples I was citing of these people, it's in the nature. Okay? But, you know, you can't, you know, anyway, so, we would save a lot of divorces as well. A lot of divorces would be saved. That's another cultural thing as well. It's looked down. To end this point by saying that, if someone looks down on the allowance that Islam has given, if someone mocks it, someone looks down upon it, it's actually close to kufr. There's no doubt in the fisk, in the deviancy of that person, but very close to committing kufr.